Hello, and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today, I want to talk about ear reading, what it is, and some resources that I use. So please join me, and let's talk about ear reading. Okay, guys, let's first start off saying that I'm still really stuffy. I've been struggling with really bad allergies recently, and so got a little bit of coughing and stuffiness, so we're going to continue, though, because I really want to talk about ear reading and the importance of it. So let's just start with, what is ear reading? We are hearing this more and more, and basically it is a common term, essentially, that just means that we are using audiobooks or text-to-speak, different software to listen through the verbal words, and it processes in the brain instead of with our eyes, where, you know, regular eye reading is you are reading with your eyes and you're getting the information through your brain that way. So ear reading is really great for people with dyslexia, ADHD, people that are blind, and anybody else that struggles to read and understand what they are reading, the comprehension. Often when we read with our eyes, we can miss a lot of information with various different abilities and disabilities. So this is particularly true with people who read and struggle with the comprehension. And as a result, we miss a lot of background information. And we can really not understand the words that we're reading, the context clues, the information, you know, comprehension, just a lot of different things. And then our vocabulary may not be expanded that way as well. So luckily, through technology, we have so many different resources available to us that we can basically have everything read to us and we can ear read. And we take advantage of this all the time. We started off with audiobooks when we had like the CD players in the vehicles, and we used to listen to, you know, books on tape all of the time. And now we use a couple different resources to listen to books. And with cell phones now, you could take a picture and you can scan to speak. There's just so many opportunities that we have where we're no longer like missing that information. We're able to get all of the information and understand it in the way that we need to. And as a bonus, if you're able, I won't say everybody can do this, but a lot of people can work on their speed. So you may start off with the audiobook and do ear reading at, like, you know, just fast, as like one time fast. And then you can increase it by 1.25, 1.5, 1.75, and 2. So you're basically listening to audiobooks twice as fast. And so you're able to read twice as fast. And that's particularly true. I have worked really hard on that. And now, interestingly, I actually get more information the faster it reads, because my brain doesn't have the opportunity to think about something else, because it's keeping up, my brain is keeping up with the words, or I guess I should say the words are keeping up with my brain, because my brain thinks like really fast. But for my daughter, who has a slow processor, that fast speed would not work. So you just have to kind of know yourself and your abilities. But it is kind of cool, because I can read books super fast now with ear reading. And I do think there's been like some misnomers of like, oh, if you're ear read, then you're getting less information. And honestly, I think I used to think that in the beginning, when we first started to look at it, because I was like, oh, this is not as good as reading. But actually, for us, it could be actually better, because we're able to visually see things and understand them in a way that we get it, right? We can understand it a lot easier. We're not spending so much time looking at a word, trying to remember how to say that word, and keeping up with all of the, you know, if you think about a sentence, if you have like 10 words, If you struggle with a couple of words, then you may miss the front part and then you have to go back and read. When I teach kids to read, in the very beginning, we start off really small sentences and we move up bigger. And we stick with the words that they know because we want to have fluid reading. So if they're struggling, like the cat jumps on the door, right? If they put okay, the cat, they could picture that in their head, the cat jumps. Okay, I know what jumps looks like. The cat jumps, it's in my head, over. Wait, you know, they could miss that word. And well, what's that word? Oh, oven. Oh, you know, how do I say that word? What does that mean? So then we're going back to the beginning. The cat jumps over. Okay, what are they jumping over? You know, the. What does the look like? There's nothing in your brain that shows the, right? Like, you don't picture a cat, you don't picture a door, you don't picture, so you have to know what the next word is. But if you struggle with what the is, like how to read that word, then you may forget the beginning part. Now, if you put that into a paragraph and now you're looking at chapter books, you could see how that could get basically missed. The comprehension is being lost because we're spending so much time on the word that we forgot what we've already read. So ear reading, no matter what level of reader you are at, if you're understanding the words that are being said to you, you're understanding the context, you're understanding what is being read, and you can continue to move on. So if you are a high school student or person and you read at like a first or second grade level, but you understand and you comprehend like a high school level, or I'm sorry, at a college level, then your ear reading is, you're able to get the context of a college book with your ears and you're no longer missing the information. And it's amazing. I know in our house, it is so, so awesome. I have really enjoyed watching my daughter, who struggles the most. You know, she is able to read college types of books by ear reading, and she gets it. She understands it. It's great. But if I asked her to read that same book with her eyes, it would be a really big struggle. So I think that we need to stop acting like it's something bad, but really it's something wonderful. Like, we wouldn't tell somebody who's blind that they are, you know, bad for ear reading. That would even be a thought. But for some reason, we have decided as a society, I won't say we as everybody, but some people want to say, oh, well, this is bad because you're not able to do this. And it's not. I mean, this is perfectly fine. This is the information. This is how we get the information. And it's completely wonderful. And I think we should be thankful in this day and age where that is available to us. Like, it is awesome. So we have several sources that we use and that we love. And the two that I'm going to discuss today are going to be, one, it's called Learning Ally. And I'm going to have the link down below. And with Learning Ally, I really like it because it's a one-time fee for the year. You get a wide variety of books, including textbooks. It's somebody reading them, so it's a natural voice. And it's usually, like, most readers are pretty good. And I don't know, I just really like it. And you also get a free membership to a second website. I think it's called Bookshare, and I'll link that below as well. The only thing I don't really like about that one is that it's robotic voice, and like, I can't keep up with that. We don't like robotic voices. So it's okay if it's, you know, something small, but as far as like reading a whole book, we just can't really do that. The thing with that, you do need a proof of disability form. So you do have to have, you do fill out a form and you have to submit saying, hey, yes, I do have this problem. And there's different types of disabilities you qualify for under that. And then The other one that we really like, and this one is a software. It can read different websites. It can scan different things and read it to you. You can copy and paste it. There's just a lot of different applications for it. And that one is called Natural Reader. And it's just an app that you put on like your, on, I think it's like a Google Chrome. Oh, it's an extension. That's what it's called. It's an extension. You can put it on your extensions. And yeah, we really like it. You can choose the different voices and with the different accents. And we use it for a lot of school. The curriculum that we use, it doesn't have a place to read it. So the extension, we just hit read it and it just starts reading it for us. So it's really nice because I can just set my kids up for their school and they don't have to have me read it to them. So it's really, really nice. And we did get the premium. We like the upgraded version better because it gives you more, I think, more reading time, more voices. It just allows for more applications. So I'm going to link that down below as well. And that one is an affiliate link. So if you do use it, we greatly appreciate you supporting us and using the affiliate link. So those are definitely the two that we love. I have more, but I just wanted to start there. Of course, you could always look at audiobooks from your local library and books on tape, which are great, and CDs, which are fantastic. There's such a wide variety that we have now at our disposal, and I will definitely say that's something that's so amazing about technology. So please share your favorite online reader that you think you would like me to look at it, and I would love to try any new ones out. And I'm also going to go back through this again because I do have other ones that I like. Lots of ones that I really like. But I just want to start with those two and share those links and just say thank you so much for supporting me. I just wanted to get something out today, this week because this allergies have been so horrible. So I greatly appreciate you guys so much. And if you found this to be helpful, please share it to somebody that you think would enjoy it. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye.